My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 7th day of July. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out in Fairburn.
All right, now.
And as we keep taking on here, I want you to listen to this. We head and we'll play this because today is Doc Severinsen's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he played his last gig last year. I think he played up against somewhere upstate New York, and it was built as being his last performance.
Really?
Something, yeah. But he's still
just like Pavarotti, I'd like to go see Doc.
He's still playing gigs, man.
Here's the thing, though. The question.
Yeah.
What's his real first name?
Never knew.
I never knew it either. Carl.
Really?
Why you gotta laugh at this man's name? Carl Severinsen. Everybody knew him as Doc. Listen, there's people out there who don't know Doc Rivers' real name.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're here in Atlanta, most of us.
Yeah, we all know that.
We know who he is.
Anyway, Sam and Greg here on this Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend morning, Saturday and Sunday mornings. Listen, we have Dustin Long joining us in a little bit here.
Yeah.
And I could not be more excited about watching the race today. Last year, it was, it was kind of cool seeing the city, but it was rainy, it was nasty. The Chicago Street Race is going to kick off at 4:30 this afternoon, 3:30 Central Time, and it is a beautiful day in Chicago.
Yeah.
So it's a watch that we have not seen before. So that's why I'm looking forward to it.
All the places they have the cameras. You know what I mean? You talk about all the logistics and things that have had to go into place. First of all, to cordon off those streets in a very busy section of a major city for this race, you know, people got to get rerouted around that way, you know, but also to come in and produce it, you know,
yeah.
The vantage points that people have to be in to provide the coverage that you're going to get to
and
see.
And it ain't
thing.
Like they haven't had something going on in the city this last week or so. I mean, they pick it up, put it down like a basketball floor because you had Juneteenth celebrations. You had 4th of July celebrations. This used to be the time you went for Taste of Chicago, which was there at Grant Park.
Right.
So obviously moved that. So this city, much like Atlanta, but the big cities know how to pivot in a quick way. Long as Mother Nature, you know.
And as long as it's going to be a good thing. And as long as it's going to be a good thing, right? You know, a good thing, going to bring some people in, going to make some money. because this is a big revenue maker up there that they found last year. And we know how much the ticket prices are. And
well, some of them.
for sponsors who want to be involved with this, you know, and I'm sure there are a lot of sponsors who want to get on the ground floor who got in last year, not knowing how it was going to go, but just the idea to be a part of something unique. And just like that, it's paid off. We found out yesterday.
Yes, NASCAR, yes, we did. Yes,
NASCAR
we did.
Moved some people to Chicago to make sure that this thing goes well and to work on that community business relationships, corporate relationships in the community all year.
That's right.
It went on all year. And so a lot of people have made a big investment on this taking place, and we're going to get to see it roll out later on today.
You know what I've been thinking about, though?
But my question, will we get to hear the siren later today?
If he wins?
If Chase Elliott wins, when we get to Dawsonville at the pool room, they're going to play the side. They're going to go there. And because it's a road race.
No, you're right.
And he excels in left turns, right turns, you know.
Any excuse to ring that thing, they're going to do it.
Oh, there we go.
But here's what I was thinking about. You know what I've been thinking about is I think about this race, and if I had a chance to view it, and if I couldn't get to a prime area, I wondered if this was a scenario that could happen. Are you familiar with the – I know you've never been there, but you're familiar with the old Saturday Night Live bit back in the day when Belushi was there and they – cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yeah, I've been there.
You've been to Billy Goat's
Tavern. I've been to Billy Goat's. You go down the steps up under NBC.
Okay.
And you go down under there and, you know,
so,
yeah.
Those of you who know Billy Goat's Tavern, I'm glad you do.
I've been there.
They got some TVs in there. So let's say you couldn't be by the race – you literally could go downstairs.
Yeah.
Watch while the race is going up over your head.
And you could listen.
And you could listen to the cars. That would be crazy.
What about the river? Would the river be a place you could get your vantage point and watch?
I'll tell you, Marina Towers, possibly. But, you know, the river runs right through it. Okay, it goes. The river stops right there at the NBC building,
right,
and Wrigley building.
I stayed in whatever hotel it is. I stayed in the hotel and watch him die.
Yeah,
St. Patrick's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't.
You rather?
I don't know
the
setup.
You rather be up in that hotel?
You want to be up high. You want to be? And Marina Towers has balconies around. Remember when what's his dude did the tightrope walk between the two? Walinda.
Okay.
About 5 or 6 years ago, he did a tightrope walk between the Marina Towers, and people were out on their balconies. So you could literally be out on your balcony there and then watch down at a race. Now, that'd be a cool place to go.
Okay, yeah.
That's where Steve McQueen drove that Mach 1 off of.
Okay.
In Bullet.
yeah.
But I was thinking, though, Billy Goat Tavern or one of those downstairs bars. You know they got TVs all over.
Yeah.
And then have a NASCAR race going on over your head.
You just hearing that
and
going
you just
on
hear
while you're watching.
That would be an experience. That's what I was thinking about. Be done.
Or you're having your cheeseburger.
And Pepsi. No Coke.
No Coke.
Sam McGregor, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we sit here on this this Sunday, the 7th day of July, and before we get into what's going on with the Braves and Philly in this matchup here, today was the day that Jackie Joyner-Kersee won the heptathlon.
Yeah.
In record time. That's not the story. There's people in our audience not old enough to remember, and they should. Speaking of things that should be a 30 for 30, the Goodwill Games. That's when she did it. This was Ted Turner's, his response to those Olympian folks he didn't like, and he just came up with his own games.
Yep.
And how long did they last? They were like
I think he did it a couple
two
of
versions.
Times. A couple of times.
And it was 2 years apart or 4 years?
I forget how many how it was, but he did it. I think he did it a couple of times.
Yeah, you need. Yeah, but check out the Goodwill Games. Anyway, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, she got the record, and we've been
met her
about
once.
That. Pardon?
Met her once.
I wish. And her husband is still did he trained Flojo, right?
He was in town. He's still training people. He was at the Edwin Moses track meet over at Morehouse.
Was he?
Yes, Bob Kersee was
we
there.
How come we got him on the show?
I don't know.
We're supposed to know him.
He was there. I had a chance to say hello to him, but he was, you know, all the people that he's trained and got a new group. They were getting ready to go to the Olympic trials. Yes, he was here in town. Matter of fact,
uh-oh.
I think they stayed in town and trained for a few days after the meet, because that meet was on a Friday. I think they stayed for some of the next week and trained somewhere locally. He said, we're going to train here. He didn't say where. but I think some of his runners that he works with trained here in Atlanta for a few days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what are we going to do about these Phillies? I mean, we got to shut the door on these guys today. It's an afternoon. As you said, it's the heat. It's what's going on with this Braves team right now. They are enjoying the heat. Not so much when you look at the last 10 games in total, but yes, there are games where they have benefited from, you know, playing the day. But it's 1 o'clock first pitch.
1:35.
Oh, excuse me.
1:35 today. And you know what? You know, and one person we're not going to see this week for them is Zach Wheeler. Wheeler, he's going to start the first game in Los Angeles for Philadelphia. So, well, the first game home, Los Angeles is going to be playing there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. Dodgers are in Philadelphia, so Wheeler's going to. And Wheeler's the guy that usually relishes the opportunity to pitch against the Braves because he grew up out on the west side over, you know, out in Cobb County, Paulding County, East Paulding High School. And right. So he always brings, we're not seeing that guy this time. And he's always been very rough on the Braves. Hopefully the Braves can go out. Renato Lopez, you have another one of his fantastic starts that he's had this season with a great ERA and give the Braves bats a chance to rise to the occasion and drive home some runs again like yesterday. Braves bats pounded out with 6 hits last night, 5 runs, no errors at a clean game because Friday night we had those 3 errors.
Right.
Ah. You know, so we didn't have that happening. And we talk about Schwellenbach having a great performance. Go 6 full innings.
Looked marvelous.
Yep.
Looked marvelous, not just pitching, but also playing his position.
Yep.
He looked Maddox-like a couple times. And I say that from a guy who's got umpteen golden gloves, right?
Right.
He did, though. They talked about it throughout the broadcast, how he feels his position, the way he lands after each pitch. He's in position to be a fielder. And when you talk about anything as far as up the middle with any team, but especially this Braves team, you know, let's pay attention to the gloves that we have out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Marcell Ozuna hit his ninth, he hit a home run, his 23rd. Also, Ozzie Albies got into the act.
Yeah.
Lifted deep to left, turning around Marsh, and watching it go. Ozzie Albies hadn't hit a home run in 2 weeks. He has hit one on back-to-back nights, and Atlanta extends the lead.
They always want to keep him on the left side because this is where his power is.
Thanks a lot to FS1 for that.
Thank you.
Yep. But, yeah, well, you know, that's what he can provide for you. And when he's doing that from the number 2 spot, and people are already saying, whenever Michael Harris gets back, mm-hmm. where do you put this guy in your lineup? Do you try to put him back up top? Well, Kalinic has gone in and done a great job at the leadoff spot. You know, do you keep him there? Who do you move?
Well, you don't keep listen, what you don't do is solidify a lineup right now. You play around, and he's got the opportunity to play around, and it's a good thing to have. You have options. You have choices to make, and he may not have been able to do some things that he wanted to do over these past few weeks. Now he's going to start to have those opportunities. In July, August, that's when you do it, right? That's just my stance. You knock this stuff out. You don't want to be predictable. Because if you have that lineup that you know boom, 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 boom is going to be, you can alter how you approach these guys. Now you may not be successful at it, but at least you can make an attempt at it. You can balance out your odds as far as putting this player, left-handed pitcher in here, whatever it is. But if you're mixing things up and you don't know from game to game, that's a good thing.
No, I don't know. If you're having success with it,
with one position,
if you're having success with a lineup a certain way, why are you gonna mess with that?
Again, but they're not there now. So this is what I'm saying. The process is played out now. Let that be solidified in September. Okay, I'm good with that. But right now, give guys opportunities to shine in places that you wouldn't. Listen, everything is sort of up for grab when it comes to, you know, first of all, you hope Olson turns things around. Okay, we've seen Austin Riley turn things around a little bit. I'm not going to say nothing more about Ozuna. He's like, you know, when Herman Munster put a baseball uniform on, he sees ball and hits it. That's fine.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do, right? So the adjustments that I have said that Major League pitchers will make toward him, and I want to see how that happens. If that happens, cool, we'll deal with that then. But right now, it doesn't seem to be an issue.
Philadelphia,
so I'm
going
to shut up.
Philadelphia lead is 9 full games in the East. And so we'll see what happens, you know, with that. But it would be nice for the Braves to take 2 out of 3 and wrap things up and take the rubber game of this series coming up today at 1:35.
Knock that out. Get it down to 8 games. And then you go out to Arizona, and you got your Cy Young contender hitting the mound. Chris Sale's going to pitch that first game in Arizona. So if there's a ship that needs to be righted, this is the guy you want out there. And then Charlie Morton and then Freed. So I like what's going on in Arizona as far as our chances. They still got to go out and get it done.
They do.
But
they do.
I like the chances and the rotation that's going to be pitching out there.
we'll see what happens if we can go ahead and get it done.
You ready to talk about some cars?
Yeah.
Driving through the streets of Chicago there, and after the winter, give him a nice big deep dish.
Yeah.
Going to talk to Dustin Long up next from NBC. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's with you on the Odyssey app? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning, 7th day of July. Hey, you got your Robin Zander, you got your Ricky Nielsen, Tom Peterson, and Bummy Carlos making up Cheap Trick. And we did that. We want to play something a little different from Chicago. But we're still working on, again, would have been a great intro if we had Dustin. But yeah, he is probably busy right now preparing for this massive day that he's got in front of him.
He does. He does have an amazing day and with much better weather.
Yes.
He had this time last year when he was up there in the ring. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're still working on him. But the stuff that he's written so far makes it sound like everything is going swimmingly there in Chicago. Everything looks great in the pits. He's the weather, all of that stuff. So we are hoping to get to Dustin Long from NBC, who was up in Chicago for the street race today. But this is, like I said, it's one of those things. And we had talked to Noel earlier in the show. I know I've talked to you about this. About when it comes to days like this, events like this, these are bucket list events. And you and I have talked about a couple of these. I had asked Noelle before, in the short amount of time she's been working with us, is there a place that she'd like to go? Didn't mention this. She mentioned Minnesota. But this, for me, now is on my list.
Yeah.
You and I are pretty jaded. We've been to a lot of things.
Yeah.
This is the one. This is like top of list now as far as doing next.
I would want to do that. I still want to go to the L.A. Coliseum for something.
You don't care what it is, right?
Be it football or the race. I just want to go to. I just want to go to something at L.A. Coliseum.
Okay.
Just to see the place. You've seen it so long, seen it so many times. You know, and so that's what we were hoping we would get to see. But you know, maybe we'll get a chance to. We'll see.
All right. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9. Again, we're working on getting Dustin Long here. And again, hey, it's all right. We ain't going to be mad at him if we can't get him, because this happens from time to time. It's 8:30, 8:22 in the morning there on this race day. And it could be a production meeting that showed up. Look at me making excuses for the dude. He needed to be by his phone picking up. And everybody here is scrambling trying to get him there. John Fricke is going to be joining us here in a little bit. I want to remind you what we got coming up here at the station. If you can't get in front of a TV, the unfortunate L that they took in Utah brings Atlanta United back here on Tuesday. We have Atlanta United versus Indy, pre-kick at 6 o'clock, kick at 7. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we'll have that here for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then Friday, we have Atlanta Dream versus Las Vegas. That tip-off is at 7:30, Friday and weekend.
That is the aces with the, my goodness, with the player who's probably looking like she's going to be the league MVP right now. So we'll see what happens them going forward.
I believe we have our guest.
We have him now.
Go ahead, Mr. Crenshaw.
Good morning. I hope we have Dustin Long, who's now, I think, are you in the pits right now downtown?
Hey, Sam. I'm on pit road here on the streets of Chicago. If you listen really closely. And they just launched the NASCAR prototype EV vehicle, which is running demonstration laps here on the street. And I believe that's David Reagan who's driving that car. Reagan's been doing the test driving of that vehicle. So I don't know if you could hear much of the whist as it went by. Obviously, it's a different sound than what we will hear later today when we'll have 36, 38 cars rumbling down through the streets of Chicago here in Grant Park. On NBC and Peacock.
I'm seeing a picture of it. You posted a picture of it just a moment ago,
yep.
This prototype car. Is like an electric car?
Yeah, it's an EV car. It is a prototype that NASCAR has developed. It is, you know, something that NASCAR is looking toward the future, but NASCAR is very clear in saying this is not, they're not going to turn any of their racing series into an EV series or anything like that. This is just a kind of, you know, to kind of get ahead of things and kind of see where things go with the motor vehicles or vehicles here in the future. It's a project that was done in collaboration with the manufacturers, Toyota, Chevrolet, and Ford. They were to make the debut at the Clash at the Coliseum in February, but that event was moved up a day because of all those rains in Southern California. David Reagan's driven it there. He's tested at Martinsville. He's tested at Charlotte. And now they're just getting in a few demonstration laps here. So it is different. Like I said, it's not that loud noise. Obviously, there's a Formula E series, so you may have seen that, where, you know, the cars, it is a different. When he came by the first time, there was quite a different, distinct smell to it. But I'll tell you, the car takes off. He was at, for the first lap, he did a standing start and took off, and I'm probably about, 300 yards away probably from where he was, where he started or so. And that thing had a lot of pickup in that short time by the time he got to me. So it was impressive to see. And obviously part of a big, impressive weekend here in Chicago with NASCAR. Great race yesterday with the Xfinity Series. And expecting another great race today with the Cup Series. You know, it's just kind of a fun atmosphere here. It's I think people described it as kind of a festival. With concerts that also has some car racing along with it.
Wow, he just did a complete breakdown of everything. I still got questions for him, though.
Yeah, we got questions for
him. That was a great breakdown here. First of all, Dustin Long from NBC joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. A couple things let me get out of the way. First of all, I'm extremely jealous that you're there as a Chicagoan, that you're being a part of this. And it's a beautiful day. The other thing is, I found out yesterday, we talked to a woman who's part of the diversity department. They took Bubba Wallace out to Lawndale. I don't know if you made it out to any of the outskirts of around the city, but that is a unique part of the city. So that surprised me. But overall, when we talked to this woman and talking to you, it is apparent that NASCAR is doing a deep dive into Chicago. Much like you mentioned, the clash out in the Coliseum, that kicks off the season. We've got the road race in Texas. Daytona 500 is what it is. You've got a lot of points in the season that are well, heretofore, they weren't there. They were like must-see, must-go-and-visit sort of places. And I didn't expect Chicago to be one, but it looks like they are there for the long haul.
Yeah, it's a three-year contract that NASCAR has with the city. So there's the contract has another race for next year, where it'll be, you know, the date is will be around the July 4th weekend, just like this year and last year. And yeah, NASCAR has tried to really do a lot of things to get involved in the community. You mentioned Bubba's Block Party, had that last year, then had it again this year. Daniel Suarez did an event a couple weeks ago in another area of the city of Chicago. NASCAR's been very involved in STEM programs in the various schools here in the city. So a lot of different things that the sport is trying to do to kind of make sure it is a part of the city, that it is just not coming in for a couple of days and disrupting traffic and just being viewed as an annoyance, but being viewed more as a partner and as a neighbor in the city of Chicago. So and again, it leads to today, thankfully, the weather is spectacular. It's beautiful right now. Looking forward to it this afternoon, and it's just going to be a really fun day of racing and a couple of concerts for the fans here as well.
Yep. Soon as I'm on the waitforit.com hotline, all the way up in Chicago is Dustin Long from NBC Sports, the NASCAR coverage, and he is social. You can always find him at Dustin Long, all lowercase. Dustin Long, all lowercase. Qualifying, we see Kyle Larson up at the top. You wrote something about this rivalry with he and Denny Hamlin. You say it's a good thing for NASCAR. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, obviously, I wrote on Friday with my column, is this the next great rivalry with Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin? And again, I don't think you need to hate each other to have a great rivalry. I think it's just the competition. And obviously, these are guys that both have won three races tied for the most of the season, and also have also are 1-2 in laps led and top fives and stage points scored. And so, these guys are running toward the front. But when you run toward the front, you're going to have some incidences. And they've kind of had that the last few weeks. And Larson has kind of been frustrated that he doesn't feel like he's getting as much respect from Hamlin on the track. It's something that he feels like it goes back to last year. There were a few run-ins that did not go well for Larson. And Larson, they've run 1-2 six times in their Cup careers. All six times Denny Hamlin has come out the victor. So it's been a source of frustration a bit for Larson, and looking to try to rectify that at some point. So will they be around each other as much today? Don't know. Hamlin starts 11th. Larson is on the pole. But I think a lot of people are certainly looking forward to what they'll do the next time they get around each other, whether it's this weekend or whether it's next weekend at Pocono or the weekend after that at Indianapolis. But certainly these guys are going to continue to be running around each other. They're among the top drivers, and we're going to see more of the racing, and we'll see what it's going to be like. Larson talked yesterday about how he wants to just return to having fun racing Hamlin and be able to have that trust in him. And that's kind of what Larson had yesterday in that spectacular battle with Shane Van Gisbergen early in the Xfinity race. They traded the lead five times in the first 23 laps, and both after the race talked about just how much fun they had racing each other and how much they enjoyed it. And I think that's kind of what Larson's looking for out of Denny Hamlin.
Yep. You just brought up the name, Shane Van Gisbergen. He won this race a year ago, won yesterday. He's starting fifth, but he's the guy that I'm watching today. Talk about how this guy's really come to the States and really adapted to this, to racing NASCAR. And, he's one you have to watch on road courses.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Van Gisbergen, a three-time Supercars champion over in Australia. The New Zealand driver obviously made his NASCAR debut here last year on the streets of Chicago in the Cup race and won that and came back yesterday and ran the Xfinity race. He's running, obviously, the full series in the Xfinity series. And he won yesterday's Xfinity race, which gave him his third consecutive victory on a road course in the Xfinity Series. Having won at Portland and Sonoma last month. Three straight road course wins for one driver that ties this series record that's shared by A.J. Allmendinger and Terry Labonte. So Shane Van Gisbergen is doing fantastic things on the road courses. The Cup drivers all marvel at the things that he can do at the road course, and particularly at this course, a street course, and just how he attacks the corners, how he approaches it, how he can run so much closer to the wall because he's so used to it, because there's so much street course racing in supercars, and that's his background, whereas the Cup drivers are not as familiar with it, so it takes them a little bit longer to feel more comfortable, and it's harder for them to get as close to the wall to get that speed or make some of those moves. But Van Gisbergen makes moves that other guys just don't make, and they've learned a lot from what he has done on this track, and so they're closing the gap. And look, Larson had a great duel with them yesterday for a good half of the Xfinity race. So I don't think it's going to be a Shane Van Gisbergen runaway, and it would certainly be fun if it was Larson and him again, based off the way they ran yesterday, because that was just absolutely fun to watch. And it was just, you're watching two athletes just at the top level and just brilliance. I mean, it'd be like watching, the top players in the NBA competing, or the top, going head to head and things like that. And that's just fun to watch. That's part of the purity of what we enjoy so much about athletics.
All right. Well, you're in Chicago, and Greg's from Chicago, and, you're going to see great racing today, but it's also a great food town. Give us a little something. What's been on the menu for you since you've been out there? What do you like to get?
I'm a deep dish pizza guy, so I certainly do love the deep dish pizza here in Chicago. So I've been able to have it once. If I could have it through every night, I would.
Have you been to Geno's East yet, Dustin?
No, I did. What was closest to my hotel was Lou Malnati's, and okay. So I did that. All right. And I got that one because that was walking distance.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it was packed the other night. Was it July 4th? And I think they were telling people it was like an hour and a half wait to get into the place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of good food here this weekend. So I've tried to work out and walking around the course a lot, getting my steps in, trying to offset all that extra food.
Well, one of the things, if you were going to make it over to Geno's East, and there's two locations, but one of the things they're known for is everybody puts their names on the wall. I mean, famous people going back. Groucho Marx put his name on the wall. I don't know if maybe relative of theirs, but here's the thing. You can't go in there with a pen or a Sharpie. The way to get your name on the wall or a pole or wherever and have it stay is you got to do a little something. Across the street is a Walgreens, and you got to get white or silver nail polish. That will stay up on the wall. If you use that to write your name, that will stay, because it's been painted over so much, a regular pen or a marker won't see it. But you get some nail polish, that's the secret right there.
There you go.
All right. Good. My little tip.
All right. It's coming up today, 4:30 Eastern, right?
You got it. 3:30 Central.
Yeah, you betcha. Pre-race will be at 4 o'clock Eastern, following the IndyCar race on Mid-Ohio. And looking forward to a big day. Like I said, I was telling you about that prototype of test here earlier. That was indeed David Reagan, because I could see him, the Georgia driver. So
yeah.
Another Georgia connection to NASCAR and to this program that NASCAR is doing. But yeah, like I said, this is just going to be a spectacular day, and it's beautiful weather. They could run it right now, but it's going to be a big crowd, concerts, cars, and we're just all excited, NBC, to be able to bring it and show it on NBC and Peacock later today.
Looking forward to it. Dustin, we always appreciate you saving some time for us, man.
Absolutely.
Enjoy Chicago.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great one.
You got it. Dustin Long, NBC.
Deep dish, but you didn't like that place he said he went to. You
look it.
Hey, man, said there's people waiting an hour and a half
again,
in that joint.
It's like if you grow up in a city and you know the places to get the good stuff, then there's the places that are popular. The popular places aren't necessarily always the best. And so Lou Malnati's is thought of a certain way by people from Chicago. You can call it snobbish or whatever, but I'm sure, like, if I went to the people from Philly, right? We've said this with Gil.
Yeah.
Is it Pat's or was it the other Philly cheesesteak place?
Cheesesteak place.
Is Pat's or somebody else's? All right.
Geno's.
Geno's, thank you. Well, you mentioned that to somebody like Gil. He's like, no. This is where you go, right? So the same thing. That's why I mentioned, you know, there's Uno's, there's Lou Malnati's. But those are the downtown places, the traditional places. And Lou Malnati's is in that booklet I give you where you can order the Gibson's popcorn.
Okay,
he's got a deal there. So his marketing's a lot better than some of the others. That's the deal there.
All right.
But
all right.
You were never catching me in Lou Malnati's unless I lost a bet.
Wow.
Hey, I ain't saying it's bad. It's just that's I'd take you to 10 other places that you'd like better. So that's all I got to say. Listen, we're going to wrap things up, turn things over to John Franke coming up top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Fell in love, were young again in a something. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like giving, so I did it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. The man passed away on the 25th of June, but it was not until July 7th, 2009, that they had the memorial service for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
This was the date, headed at the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if you saw the footage of it and the people that were there and attended, you remember. But, yeah, this was the day that it happened. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to thank everybody who was a part of today's show. Karen Pestana, obviously. We got Gil Tyree coming on here. Dustin Long, who just joined us from Chicago. By the way, I just showed Sam my house that I grew up in. Well, the early years. The early years before things got crazy out there in Lawndale. This all started yesterday when we found out that the diversity department, and I didn't know about Bubba's Block Party.
Yeah. Now, he's done that in several places.
Okay. See, I didn't know they did that in Chicago.
Yeah. He's done it.
Block party.
Especially with McDonald's being a sponsor of his car.
Right there in the heart of that's another place you got to go to is Hamburger U.
Yeah.
It's in Oak Brook, Illinois. West, of course, that's where McDonald's started. That's where Ray Kroc started the thing. I think it's Displains. But they have their corporate offices in Chicago, in Oak Brook. And, I mean, last time I by there, I know they have a helipad. They might have a runway now
for all the executives. They just might, right?
They come from around the world to that place. But it's called Hamburger U. And it is the size, and it would be.
I'm sure.
It is as big as you believe it is. So, and there's a restaurant. There's a McDonald's. When you come off of, I think it's I-88 that takes you west. Like, the extended city, the suburbs there, and you start venturing out. Because you get 15 miles outside of Chicago, it's farmland. So when you start going straight west, like you're going to DeKalb, Illinois, where Northern Illinois University is, Oak Brook, and it's a toll road, but the first exit will let you off right there at Oak Brook Mall, and there's a number of other places, but they have tunnels right there. It is huge. It's two stories.
Really?
That's the McDonald's. As I remember,
okay,
that they test everything out at. So whenever there's a new...
There's something new,
if there's something new at McDonald's, that's the place they put it first.
New McRib. Or something, right?
A shake of some kind, some kind of meal, some sort of new toys that they put in the kids' meal. Whatever it is, they try it there first. One of the things that you learn growing up there.
Oh.
Again, Sam and Greg here on this this Sunday morning. We're going to be back next weekend. Again, thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings.
Yep.
What haven't we gotten to that we want to make sure that we mentioned before we leave here?
Yep.
Because we've got John Franke coming up top of the hour. He's going to be all over the Braves.
Yep.
I don't know how much time he'll spend talking Wimbledon.
We got an update. We split sets. Piolini and Madison Keys split the first two sets. And they are now into a third and final set. We'll see how that one goes. And Carlos Alcaraz is, I think, in the second set of his match on court. Still coming up today. Coco Gauff is coming up later on today. And Atlanta native Brian Shelton will take on Jannik Sinner, the number one seed in the tournament. And we'll see what Shelton is able to do. I mean, yesterday he achieved something that his father had make it to the tournament, which as far as his father made, you know, Brian, who is there. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech alum, former Georgia Tech women's coach, and he's just being dad. You know, being dad and coach and just enjoying it. And one thing that Ben said, you know, they asked him a question, says, your father made it to the fourth round at Wimbledon. And he looked back over his shoulder and said, hey, big dog, we back. You know what I mean? He told his dad. So it's pretty cool to see him there. And as I mentioned before, man, he's this type of athlete that American tennis hasn't been able to attract. You know, usually a guy that can play other different sports would choose other sports before tennis. He chose and let him play basketball. He played football. He played baseball. Tennis is what he gravitated to. And he's got this big serve, and he's this tall. You know, I always said it was hard for American tennis players to beat a guy like Rafael because we didn't have any tennis players built like Rafael Nadal.
Right.
You know, they don't play American football in Spain. You know, you guy with a lefty like that, okay, he'd be a rollout quarterback or something that you do with a guy that got that size. He's the size of like a safety, but he chooses tennis. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's
I don't know if Rafael Nadal plays safety. He ain't that big.
He
got Popeye arms, but he ain't like six. He ain't over 6 feet.
He's about 6 feet, about 6'1", about 6'1", about 1 90.
Shorter than that.
No. Nadal about 6'1", about 1.90, about 1.95. You know, yeah, that's for a tennis player.
I just thought he was smaller than that.
Nah, he's a good sized dude, man. And like you just don't get American guys to do that.
No,
but Ben Shelton is bringing that and bringing those things you get from playing those different sports to the table when he goes out on the court, and we see that makes a difference.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
I'm still thinking about Rafael Nadal because I was actually going to ask you, now that we've gotten to this point in the tournament, how many of the guys, and really this is more of the established players, Nadal is one, of course, that passed on Wimbledon because they're getting ready for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Moreover, how many thought about this beforehand, knowing you're going from, and there ain't no hard courts at all until you start thinking about the U.S. Open. So you've left Australian Open, which was in January, right?
Right.
Everything was prepping for the French.
Which is clay.
And then you leave there, which is a weird surface in and of itself. You go to grass, which is more manageable for a lot of the players than clay.
But you spend so little time on it.
That's what I'm saying. And then you got to go back to clay.
Yep. Well, Shelton won't. He's going to come play Atlanta.
You aren't. Whatever you get, whether it's the big plate or a medal, you will have earned it.
You will. And it tests your versatility. And it's kind of like NASCAR, though. This year, it's kind of like NASCAR. Everything's not an oval. We thrown in more road race courses. And that's part of what Chicago did to throw in a different type of challenge for the drivers.
He missed my point. I was trying to say that NASCAR is in it for the because we heard from the diversity executive director, what her name was,
Karen Grant.
Yeah, that they when you set up an office, I don't care about no 3-year contract with the race. You are going to be there.
Yeah.
So whether it's that road race or another race, you said they used to be out there on the south side because they used – or, excuse me, out by Joliet.
Right.
I don't think
that was the oval.
They ain't going back out there by the jail. But they will do something in this city. And that's what I was trying to get him to comment on. It's like, look, you set up an office in that city, then you're going to be there. Does NASCAR beside Atlanta Motor Speedway have an office in Georgia?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know of an office set up here. But then once again, this has been part of the traditional footprint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. You're going outside of what has been the traditional footprint for the sport.
Where does NASCAR go next?
If you had to just guess. That is the question. They've always wanted to do something in or around New York. They've always wanted to do something. Maybe Jersey. I don't know, but you from Jersey, what exit?
Dude, it's just a straightaway thing.
They've always had an eye on that, how they do it. They're definitely going to take, they're not going to do to Manhattan what they're doing in Chicago.
No.
But what would they do?
Long Island?
Would they do something out at the Giants Stadium with the Giants?
Well,
and the
I was
Jets
thinking
play.
About MetLife.
Yeah,
we do something. Possible, like the class. But you know what needs help? Because you know when you think about the SoFi and you think about the new place that the Clippers are going to have, Inglewood ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about the five boroughs in New York, put something in Staten Island. Maybe there's got to be some affordable real estate. When you talk about affordable real
Probably
estate in
not.
New York, there ain't many. But of the five boroughs, I would think that you'd get the best price in Staten Island. Now, I have no idea what's in Staten Island. I just know it's a borough there. And if you knock down some areas and put up a track, I'm just saying. And you know what it would be? It would be a track and then a casino next to it.
You better bring some horses in there or something.
You know, they already got that. They got plenty of them around there, right? Just saying.
Well, that's kind of what Pocono was. Pocono, Dover. Dover had, I don't know if they still have horse racing at Dover, but Dover had that as well as the racing track.
Is it outside of this country then that NASCAR does their next expansion?
Well, there are too many parts of this country that they haven't, you know, almost they haven't
touched. But you got to have a draw, too. So Chicago's a draw as far as a city. I don't want to go hang out in Chicago for the weekend. Vegas is a draw, you know, like that, other than the traditional NASCAR stop. So I'm asking, would it be, we talked about Toronto earlier. Yeah. Is there a race up in Canada?
There's a track they run in Montreal. There's like a road race course.
Okay, well, that's a draw. I want to hang out in Montreal for a weekend.
They go there, but they go Seattle.
Seattle ain't Montreal.
Yeah, but Seattle would be cool, though.
I've been to Seattle.
Okay, me too.
I ain't found it all that cool, especially when it stopped raining. I could think of a better city than Seattle for me. That would, in the, I was also staying on the East Coast because you mentioned they want to get up in that New England area.
Yep.
But here's one, Maine. What's up in Maine?
Well, they're already in New Hampshire. They just left New Hampshire.
Okay, well, then never mind. Listen, man, we both are looking forward to this race.
Yep.
Looking forward to the Braves. You get to watch the Braves before the race starts.
And Coco starts at 1.
I can make sure I got, you know, decent batteries.
I'm just saying, you get today is a good day.
Get the double A's ready. Make a change in your remote. You got Braves and you got Coco and then you got Racing in Chicago there, pal.
There we go.
You got Dream at 1.
And you got Dream at 1.
And Dream at 1.
Sorry about that.
We got all kind of stuff.
You want to say, hey, we forgot anything you want to just scold us on? We've had a fun time with her today. No, I'm serious, though. I love engaging her and she loves coming back at me. So we've had a wonderful day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show today.
Yeah.
Well, Sam got to watch some good golf today. Hit Greg with a classic jazz R&B joint.
Yep.
Earlier, hip-hop joint earlier today.
We found out her love of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, more of my dad's love of Minnesota.
Nah, you want to go up there, though, too. You said you want to go to a Viking game.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, there just happened to be a lot of things like, you know, Prince and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Janet Jackson and Mary Tyler Moore and all types of things that I enjoy. So in malls, you know, other than the snow, like Minneapolis got something for me. Other than the snow.
In a related story, which I know you also would like to do if given the opportunity, is to walk out there in the Big House because I know how you feel about Michigan, right?
Oh, I've been on the Big House. And I've been on the field.
You've been on the field there?
Uh-huh.
See, now when you got to the M, I have not. I only been in there once, and I broke in with Kyle, and we were like, yeah, I'm not going to get this opportunity again. Come on. And we ran on the field, and I did a Mary Tyler Moore thing on the M.
Yeah.
And I stood around. I didn't have a hat, but you know, I turned around and threw my hands up. Yeah. And I'm wondering, that would be something that Elle would like to do.
Yeah. I'm going to do it in front of the statue.
The statue?
Yeah, when I see the Mary Tyler Moore statue.
Oh, I'm talking about the M. I was still having you.
Oh, on the M? On the M? Yeah.
They're going to put a statue out in the middle of the
field.
That's
why I was perplexed, because I thought, she says, what statue Yikes. Do they put out there?
Oh, man.
Anyway, we found that out about you today, so that was also a good part of the show. And a second ago, and I'm not going to sleep on this, I just called her L. You ought to notice that. I don't know why I called her L, but I just said L. It came out of my mouth.
Really?
Would have been Len Barker's birthday today. Len Barker. Those of you who follow the Braves would know that name. Jessica Hahn.
Wow.
Would have been her birthday today. It is her birthday today. If you don't know nothing about Jessica Hahn, Google her or just Google Jim Baker, and you'll get the rest of the story. And today was the day that Haiti got their independence. As they sit and struggle and try to rebuild after that latest hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
But Haitian independence came on this day. Mr. Crenshaw, whatever you do, have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.
You do as well.
9thegame.com.
Fell in love. Young and innocent. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like giving, so I did. Do you remember?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. I'm Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. The man passed away on the 25th of June, but it was not until July 7th, 2009. That they had the memorial service for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
This was the date, headed at the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you saw the footage of it and the people that were there and attended, you remember. But, yeah, this was the day that it happened. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I want to thank everybody who was a part of today's show, Karen Pastena, obviously. We got Gil Tyree coming on here. Dustin Long, who just joined us from Chicago. By the way, I just showed Sam my house that I grew up in. Well, the early years. The early years before things got crazy out there in Lawndale. This all started yesterday when we found out that the diversity department, and I didn't know about Bubba's block party.
Yeah. Now, he's done that in several places.
Okay. See, I didn't know they did that in Chicago.
Yeah. He's done it.
Block party.
Especially with McDonald's being a sponsor of his car.
Right there in the heart of, that's another place you got to go to, is Hamburger U.
Yeah.
It's in Oak Brook, Illinois, west, of course, that's where McDonald's started. That's where Ray Kroc started the thing. I think it's Desplaines, but they have their corporate offices in Chicago, in Oak Brook. And, I mean, last time I by there, I know they have a helipad. They might have a runway now.
Yeah,
for all the
might.
Executives.
They just might, right?
They come from around the world to that place. But it's called Hamburger U. And it is the size, and it would be.
I'm sure.
It is totally as big as you believe it is. So, and there's a restaurant. There's a McDonald's. When you come off of, I think it's I-88 that takes you west. Like you, when you, the extended city, the suburbs there, and you start venturing out. Because you get 15 miles outside of Chicago, it's farmland. So when you start going straight west, like you're going to DeKalb, Illinois, where Northern Illinois University is, Oak Brook, and it's a toll road, but the first exit will let you off right there at Oak Brook Mall, and there's a number of other places, but they have McDonald's right there. It is huge. It's two stories.
Really?
That's the McDonald's, as I remember,
okay,
that they test everything out at. So whenever there's a new...
There's something new,
if there's something new at McDonald's, that's the place they put it first.
New McRib. Or something, right?
A shake of some kind.
Yeah.
Some kind of meal. Some sort of new toys that they put in the kids' meal. Whatever it is, they try it there first. One of the things that you learn growing up there.
Oh.
Again, Sam and Greg here on this Sunday morning. We're going to be back next weekend again. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings.
Yep.
What haven't we gotten to that we want to make sure that we mentioned before we leave here?
Yep.
Because we've got John Frankie coming up top of the hour. He's going to be all over the Braves.
Yep.
I don't know how much time he'll spend talking Wimbledon. By the way,
we mentioned Wimbledon. We got an update. We split sets. Piolini and Madison Keys split the first two sets. And they are now into a third and final set. We'll see how that one goes. And Carlos Alcaraz is, I think, in the second set of his match on court. Still coming up today. Coco Gauff is coming up later on today. And Atlanta native Brian Shelton will take on Jannik Sinner, the number one seed of the tournament. And we'll see what Shelton is able to do. I mean, yesterday he achieved something that his father had make it to the tournament, which as far as his father made, you know, Brian, who is there. Georgia Tech alum, former Georgia Tech women's coach, and he's just there being dad. You know, being dad and coach and just enjoying it. And one thing that Ben said, you know, they asked him a question, says, your father made it to the fourth round of Wimbledon. And he looked back over his shoulder and goes, hey, big dog, we back. You know what I mean? He told his dad. So it's pretty cool to see him there. And as I mentioned before, man, he's this type of athlete that American tennis hasn't been able to attract. You know, usually a guy that can play other different sports would choose other sports before tennis. He chose and let him play basketball. He played football. He played baseball. Tennis is what he gravitated to. And he's got this big serve, and he's this tall. You know, I always said it was hard for American tennis players to beat a guy like Rafael because we didn't have any tennis players built like Rafael Nadal.
Right.
You know, they don't play American football in Spain. You know, you guy with a lefty like that, okay, he'd be a rollout quarterback or something, and you do with a guy that size. He's the size of like a safety, but he chooses tennis. You know what I mean? So I mean, that's
I don't know if Rafael Nadal plays safety. He ain't that big.
He
got Popeye arms, but he ain't like six. He ain't over 6 feet.
He's about 6 feet, about 6'1", about 6'1", about
90.
No, Nadal about 6'1", about 190, about 195. You know, yeah, that's. For a tennis player, that's
pretty
good-sized dude.
I just thought he was smaller than that.
Nah, he's a good-sized dude, man. And like you just don't get American guys to do that.
No.
But Ben Shelton is bringing that. And bringing those things you get from playing those different sports to the table when he goes out on the court. And we see that makes a difference.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
I'm still thinking about Rafael Nadal because I was actually going to ask you, now that we've gotten to this point in the tournament, how many – of the guys, and really this is more of the established players, Nadal is one, of course, that passed on Wimbledon because they're getting ready for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Moreover, how many thought about this beforehand, knowing you're going from, and it ain't no hard courts at all until you start thinking about the U.S. Open. So you've left Australian Open, which was in January, right?
Right.
Everything was prepping for the French,
which is clay.
And then you leave there, which is a weird surface in and of itself. You go to grass, which is more manageable for a lot of the players than clay.
But you spend so little time on it.
That's what I'm saying. And then you got to go back to clay.
Yep, yep. Well, Shelton won't. He's going to come play Atlanta.
You gonna earn you whatever you get, whether it's the big plate or a medal, you will have earned it.
You will. And it tests your versatility. And it's kind of like NASCAR, though, this year. It's kind of like NASCAR. Everything's not an oval. Everything's not an oval. We're throwing in more road race courses. And that's part of what Chicago did. They're throwing a different type of challenge for the drivers.
He missed my point. I was trying to say that NASCAR is in it for the because we heard from the diversity executive director, what her name was,
Karen Grant.
Yeah, that they when you set up an office, I don't care about no 3-year contract with the race. You are going to be there.
Yeah.
So whether it's that road race or another race, you said they used to be out there on the south side because they used or excuse me out by Joliet.
Right. Right.
I don't think
that was the oval. They ain't going back out there
by the jail, but they will do something in this city, and that's what I was trying to get him to comment on. It's like, look, you set up an office in that city. Then you're going to be there. Does NASCAR beside Atlanta Motor Speedway have an office in Georgia?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know of an office set up here. But then once again, this has been part of the traditional footprint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. You're going outside of what has been the traditional footprint for the sport.
Where does NASCAR go next?
If you had to just guess. That is the question. They've always wanted to do something in or around New York. They've always wanted to do something. Maybe Jersey. I don't know. But you from Jersey? What exit?
Dude, it's just a straightaway thing.
But they've always had an eye on that. How they do it? They're definitely going to take. They're not going to do to Manhattan what they're doing in Chicago.
No.
But what would they do? What would they
Long Island?
Would they do something out at the Giants Stadium? With the Giants.
Well,
and the
I was
Jets
thinking
play.
About MetLife.
Yeah, we do something.
It's possible, like the class. But you know what needs help? Because you know when you think about the SoFi and you think about the new place that the Clippers are going to have.
Gonna get.
Inglewood ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about the five boroughs in New York, put something in Staten Island. Maybe there's got to be some affordable real estate. When you talk about affordable real
Probably
estate in
not.
New York, there ain't many. But of the five boroughs, I would think that you'd get the best price in Staten Island. Now, I have no idea what's in Staten Island. I just know it's a borough there. And if you knock down some areas and put up a track, I'm just saying. And you know what it would be? It would be a track and then a casino next to it.
You better bring some horses in there or something.
They already got that. They got plenty of them
around there, right?
Just saying. But
well, that's kind of what Pocono was. Dover. Dover had. I don't know if they still have horse racing at Dover, but Dover had that as well as the racing track.
Is it outside of this country then that NASCAR does their next expansion?
Well, there are too many parts of this country that they haven't.
But you got to have a draw too. So Chicago's a draw as far as a city. I don't want to go hang out in Chicago for the weekend. Vegas is a draw, like that. Other than the traditional NASCAR stops. So I'm asking, would it be? We talked about Toronto earlier. Yep. Is there a race up in Canada?
There's a track they run in Montreal. There's like a road race course.
Okay, well that's a draw. I want to hang out in Montreal for a weekend.
They go there, but they go Seattle.
Seattle ain't Montreal.
Yeah, but Seattle would be cool, though.
I've been to Seattle.
Okay, me too.
I ain't found it all that cool, especially when it stopped raining. I could think of a better city than Seattle for me. I was also staying on the East Coast because you mentioned they want to get up in that New England area.
Yep.
But here's one, Maine. What's up in Maine?
Well, they're already in New Hampshire. They just left New Hampshire.
Okay, well, then never mind that. Never mind. Listen, man, we both are looking forward to this race.
Yep.
Looking forward to the Braves. You get to watch the Braves before the race starts.
And Coco starts at 1.
I gotta make sure I got, you know, decent batteries.
I'm just saying,
man.
I'm just saying, today is a good day.
Get the double A's ready. Make a change in your remote. You got Braves and you got Coco and then you got Racing in Chicago there, pal.
There we go.
You got Dream at One.
And you got Dream at One.
And Dream at One.
Sorry about that.
We got all kind of stuff.
You want to say, hey, have we forgot anything you want to just scold us on? We've had a fun time with her today. No, I'm serious, though. I love engaging her and she loves coming back at me. So we've had a wonderful day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show today.
Yeah.
Well, come Sam on. Got to watch some good golf today. Hit Greg with a classic jazz R&B joint.
Yep.
Earlier, hip-hop joint earlier today.
We found out her love of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, more of my dad's love of Minnesota.
Nah, you want to go up there, though, too. You said you want to go to a Viking
game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
there
just happened to be a lot of things like, you know, Prince and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Janet Jackson and Mary Tyler Moore and all types of things that I enjoy. So in malls. So, you know, other than the snow, like Minneapolis got something for me, than the snow.
In a related story, which I know you also would like to do if given the opportunity, is to walk out there in a Big House, because I know how you feel about Michigan, right?
Oh, I've been on the Big House.
And
I've been on the field.
You've been on the field there?
Uh-huh.
See, now when you got to the M, I only been in there once. And I broke in with Kyle and we were like, yeah, I'm not going to get this opportunity again. Come on. And we ran on the field, and I did a Mary Tyler Moore thing on the M.
Yeah.
And I stood around, I didn't have a hat, but you know, I turned around and threw my hands up, yeah. And I'm wondering, that would be something Noelle would like to do.
Yeah. I'm going to do it in front of the statue.
The statue?
Yeah, when I see the Mary Tyler Moore statue.
Oh, I'm talking about the M. I was still having you.
Oh, on the M? On the M? Well, I mean,
They're going to put a statue out in the middle of the
field. That's why I was perplexed, because I thought, she says, what statue did they put out there?
Oh, man.
Anyway, we found that out about you today, so that was also a good part of the show. And a second ago, and I'm not going to sleep on this, I just called her L. Y'all didn't notice that. I don't know why I called her L, but I just said L. It came out of my mouth.
Really?
Would have been Len Barker's birthday today. Len Barker. Those of you who follow the Braves would know that name. Jessica Hahn.
Wow.
Would have been her birthday today. It is her birthday today. If you don't know nothing about Jessica Hahn, Google her or just Google Jim Baker, and you'll get the rest of the story. And today was the day that Haiti got their independence. As they sit and struggle and try to rebuild after that latest hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
But Haitian independence came on this day. Mr. Crenshaw, whatever you do, have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.
You do as well.
I will try my best. Noelle, thank you for everything. John Frickey is up next. For all of you listening, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We'll talk to you next week. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.